Daf Samach Amud Aleph, the new Perek.
Very interesting Mishnah. Koinim Yayin She'ani Toyim Hayim. I proscribe from drinking wine today. It's Monday, Machlekes Shani, we're talking about Monday morning before dawn, or Monday 11 o'clock in the morning. You said, I won't drink wine today. When does that end? Einu Oser El Achet Techshach. It is forbidden until Monday night. We don't say it's 11 o'clock, it's 24 hours, exactly. You say till tonight. If you say Shabbos Zu, this week, I'm not going to drink wine. What's this week? Now, so Machlekes Shani, whether you were... Okay, 10 seconds. Osir b'chol ha-Shabbos. It is forbidden for the entire week. Some of the Shainim learned the Ran in his first shot, and Tais in the first shot learned. Talking about you're standing Monday or Tuesday, you say, this week I won't drink wine. When does the week end? Shabbos. Week ends on Shabbos. That's one way of learning. It says, Osir b'chol ha-Shabbos. It says, v'Shabbos sh'avro. What is Shabbos sh'avro? So the way they're learning is, and then coming Shabbos is part of the previous week. So if I'm Monday, standing Monday, so I won't drink wine this week, it goes, includes Shabbos, the coming Shabbos, because the coming Shabbos is part of the week, the previous week. The other thing I learned, you made this neder on Shabbos. And the chiddush is that the day you're standing in is included in the next week. It's all the way around. V'Shabbos she'avra. Two Shabbosim, yeah. V'Shabbos she'avra, yeah, including the Shabbos that has gone by, is included. No, you're standing in Shabbos today. They're not mafreya today. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a big kiddush club going on. You don't want to be tempted, so you make this thing there. The Ran doesn't like this shot. Then Choyd and Tez doesn't like this shot. Choydish is also. Let's say you say that this month you're staying today, Zayin of, and you say that this month, the rest of the month, I won't drink wine or whatever it is. Choydish is there also bechol choydish. And v'dash chaydish lahaba, but v'dash chaydish el is already part of the next month. What's the chiddush? The chiddush will be even the 30th day, even lamed. If there be 30 days in av, then the 30th day, even though it's part of av, is considered chaydish el and it's not included. The other rishonim learn it's stand. I'm v'dash chaydish of today, right now, and v'dash chayd lahaba today is part of the next month.
Isn't the
Russian
sort of
mashma?
It means the calendar month, as opposed to a week of days or a week.
Or it's not Monday afternoon, this week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different, yeah. We'll see in a minute, yeah. Same thing as Shana Zoo this year. Like for example, he's standing in Av, also b'chol hashana, you're also the rest of the year. V'reish hashana, also l'avad hashana, is considered part of the next year. And again, the other Hashanah will learn, you're standing in hashana, you're making that. So it shows the state you're standing in is part of the year. Shavua, that this Shemitah cycle, also b'chol hashavua, is also the entire Shemitah cycle. The Shvi Yisha Avra, and Shemitah itself is part of the cycle. Or you're standing in Shemitah, and the Shemitah that you're standing in is also considered part of the forthcoming cycle. But Imam, but if you say like you just said, Yom Echad, I'm not gonna drink wine for an entire day. It's Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning. You say I'm not gonna drink for an entire day. Then it goes till the following day, 11 o'clock. Or Shabbos Achas, an entire week. Or Chodesh Echad, an entire month. Then it's day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. Shon Achas, an entire year. Or Shavua Echad, or entire Shemitah. Then Asur Miyem LeYem. It's forbidden from whatever you're standing till that same time.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, Rosh Hashanah is never part of it. Rosh Hashanah is always next year.
Yeah.
Only this year.
Because
Shabbos is part of the week. Shabbos is part of the week. But Rosh Hashanah is always a new year. Sorry? The week it's coming is part of this week. But of course, I'm standing on Shabbos and I say Shabbos or Shabbos Shavuot, the Shabbos that I'm in is also included. But Rosh Hashanah is never part of this week, this year. It's always next year. Lost at the Seed of Love. It's always next year. Yeah.
No.
Next Shabbos for sure is part of this week. The Chiddush is that because I'm standing in Shabbos, and I include the Chiddush is that today is included. The Chiddush is not that Shabbos is included.
Yeah.
But not Rosh Hashanah, not because that's not part of the year this year. No, it's a different month. That's Tov Shanai Hei. That's El.
Are we using the word Shabbos to mean the Yom HaShvi, or are we saying
week?
Or are we saying Shabbos meaning a week instead of days?
So that
week,
yeah.
In that circumstance, we're only talking about 8 days, whereas normally a week is 7 days.
According to them, yeah. 7.5 days, everything, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. But if you clearly spelled out a week or this, then it means literally that. I don't care what day of the week it was when you made it. I don't care what time it was. It's a week. Third case. Ad HaPesach. In Mishnah, it's a separate Mishnah altogether, but here we bunch it together. Ad HaPesach. If you say, I'm not going to drink wine until Pesach. What does until Pesach mean? Does it mean until after Pesach or until the beginning? Also, ad sheyagi. What people speak is ad v'loy ad b'chal. That's how people speak. They say, till means until, not included. Ad sheyehei. If you say until Shiyehei, Pesach is, then it means Asur Ad Shiyehei. Then it means that until Pesach is gone by. If you say Ad Shiyehei until Pesach existed, then it means this ban, whatever ned that I made, it stays in existence until the end of Pesach. What about he said Ad Pnei HaPesach, not a leaf name, but Pnei. He said Ad Pnei, until the face of Pesach, which means right before Pesach. But it could mean a minute before Pesach starts. It could mean a minute before Pesach ends. Because a minute before Pesach ends is still a minute before the last minute of Pesach. Every minute of Pesach is a minute before the next minute of Pesach. So what does Pnei mean? The Meir, the Meir says, Ose Ad Sheyagia. Meir says it means a minute before Pesach, and the entire Pesach is called Pnei Pesach. However, he says Asur Ad Sheyehei till the very last minute, because the penultimate minute is a minute before Pesach. Mar, koinim yayin shani toim. He said I asked to drink wine. I'm going to give you an interesting halach. Even though you clearly said on Monday 11 o'clock, he said I'm not going to drink wine today. So come Monday night, say Sekar Chavim, you're allowed to drink wine. Says the Gemara, we're going to make a gzeda, but before you can drink wine Monday night, you're going to have to go to Rav and get a Torah Sandor. Why? I made a neder today, Monday's over, what's the big deal? We're worried that if people don't understand the nuance, the difference between if you say today or if you say a day. A day, we said, for Monday 11 o'clock. I said, for a day, I'm not going to drink wine. When does that? It's 24 hours. And we say, today, it only ends at night. But not everybody understands that difference. So we're scared that people, with Monday night, they'll drink wine. They'll think, oh, so if I say a day, it'll be the same thing. So Omar Abimia said, L'kishetechshach comes Monday night, for example, Tzorich Shah L'Lechachem. You got to go to Chachem Yimatanedr.
So what?
Doesn't matter what the basis is. The fact that he is, it's just we want you to go through machinations. The Chacham will hear what you did. He knows. He doesn't do anything. But you know, you're not modest. Who are we talking about here? Person doesn't know that lacha.
What does it mean what I said?
Yeah, he'll say, okay, I'm matanedu. He'll say, I'm matanedu.
It's not a real hatorah. It's only going through the motion.
Exactly. But the guy doesn't know. You understand
that?
Yeah, and not only that. So he'll always go to the Rav, and the Rav will hear the story. He'll know when he has to need a proper hatorah, and when he can just, you know. Omer Rabbi Yehi, so the reason is, gzeida, we are worried. We're worried when he says today versus if he says a day. If you're worried about that, if a guy on Monday says a day, 11 o'clock Monday says a day, what happens? Tuesday 11 o'clock is mutter. But why aren't we worried they're converse? If we're going to allow him 11 o'clock Tuesday, he'll think, oh, so next time I make, if I would have been Tuesday 11 o'clock, I would have said today, I'll be mutter in an hour, 2 hours. I don't have to wait till at night. Because I hear that a day, and I didn't have to wait till the night. I can stop in the middle of the day. So maybe he'll make the mistake the reverse. Maybe if he said on Monday 11 o'clock, a day, he should wait till Tuesday night. Otherwise people make mistakes and he doesn't just fast on end at night. It makes sense, the original Gzeder we said makes sense. Because he sees that what? That I said a day, and I waited till at night. I know all fast days you wait at night. So he thinks if he says a day, the same thing. He won't make a mistake. If he knew he fasted 24 hours. He knew he went through the first night and wasn't good enough. So he knows that this is different than a normal case, that this is a day. So he won't make a mistake next time. If he says today, that he thinks it'll be a day and a half. It's not going to happen. Okay, I'm Ravin, I'm Lehman, I'm Hachi, I'm Rabuch. Exactly, yeah. Ravina said, the last of the Amoraim said that Mereimah told me, Hachi, Omar Avuch, this is what your father said, Mashmeid, Rabbi Yosef, it must be a few generations before, Keman Ozl Hashmeid, Rabbi Yosef, this din. That Rabbi Yehuda Rabba said, that he said that we're worried, we're geyser, and we make this gzeida. Stam Leveld wouldn't have made this gzeida because it sounds a bit far fetched. A guy can, most people understand the difference in today and a day. Why are we geyser? You know why geyser? Because we don't like the whole idea of the Durm. We don't like it. This. There must be predicated on Abnosin, the Tanya Abnosin Oimer. Kol Hanoida, we have a few times. Kol Hanoida, anybody who makes a neder is buying a bomb. It's as if he's building a mezbech outside of the base of Mikdash in the back of your house. You know, the Abishah gave us mitzvahs. What are you making more mitzvahs for? You're building new bombs. And worse, I'm a kaimai. And if you fulfill it, is ki'ilu maktilef. You fulfill his words because you brought kabbalas outside of Shlain, which is a terrible sin. So over here also, we want to encourage you to be matan neder. So therefore, because the whole idea of neder is no good. Plus, there's a possibility of mistake. You put the two together, go to be matan neder to it up. But if it wouldn't have been for this Rab Nosson, who says that the whole idea of neder is no good, that gzeida is such a weak, the chash, such a weak chash, we would not have made you go, forced you to go to it up to be matan neder. Next part of mission is Shabbos, it was a Chol Shabbos Kula. If he said this week, it's also the entire week. Pshitra, it's obvious. Maud, I would have thought. Shabbat to come. Well, it's not so obvious. I would have thought the days of the week. When people say the week, they usually mean weekdays, which means we would have thought that Friday night it ends. The chiddush is that Shabbos is included. Kamash Shalom. That's a chiddush in the Mishnah. That the coming Shabbos is included. When you say chiddush, the entire chiddush is included, and the chiddush is considered part of the next month. So if an Av is Chedesh El, even if El is Chedesh 2 days, even the first Chedesh, which really is part of Av, is considered part of the next month. So isn't that obvious? So what it says, Ki itzcha l'chedesh chasa. You know what we need it for? That we're in Chedesh Av. Elul is always a chasa, 29 days. If El is a chasa, we know the calendar how it works. 1 month is full, 1 month is missing. So if El is a chasa, that Av... It's a funny way of saying it, but the point I'm trying to say is not that El is a chassid. The main thing is that this month that I'm standing in is in Mole. So I would have thought that the first day of the Chodesh is really part of this month, so it should be included in my neder. My main neder that in Av, Chodesh Av, I won't, the entire month of Av, I'm not going to drink wine. So you would have thought that the first day of the Chodesh, El is really part of, it's the third day of Av. If you would write down on a letter, the date, you'd write the third day of Av. No. If the month has 30 days. If the month of Av has 30 days.
But the first day is really called the Shredish Elul, but it's really still Shredish Av.
That's right. So what is it? So we would have thought it's part of Av. It tells you no, because people, when they talk, they refer to it as the Shredish Elul. Shredish is Shredish. First day is Shredish.
We've been addressing the last Kiprokim.
Yeah.
That we go by the way people speak.
Exactly. And people speak. But we're going to see in a minute, I'll tell you in a second, that the Rishayim learn that this din of people speaking applies to other din as well, where people don't speak. I'll see in a second. Okay.
According to our whole calendar, the
49th
of Av.
Yeah, that's right. I would have thought that's the 30th day of Av is really part of Av. I would have thought it's part of Av and to be included in the Neder. And the Litzah, the Ranz Gis is not the Litzah, but the Litzah. It should be us. It's the 30th day of Av. It should be included in my Neder. Kamash Shalom. Koru Inchi Reish Yarche. People refer to it as the beginning of the next month. So the Ran, the Rishayim say from Hele, now the same thing applies to a Star. If you write a Star, I'm going to pay you... Before the Shechel, that means I got to pay you Choftes of, and so on and so forth. But the Ran says a very interesting thing, which is, look at the Ran over here. Umaha, you see a big word, about 7 lines at the bottom. Umaha. 7 lines at the bottom, you see a big word, Umaha. Umaha, from this din over here in the Gemara that we say that the Rosh Chodesh El is not part of Av anymore. Shaminin, we also learn out the Bishtaris Nami when it comes to a contract. Kishu Koyisiv, he writes, B'yayim HaChodesh HaRishon. If he writes, let's say, the first day of the Chodesh of El, which reads the third day of Av, what do you write in your document or Ksuva? What do you write in the Ksuva? Koisiv b'yayim ha-chodesh plain. You would write the first day of Chodesh El. Ve'en koisiv ha-shem Chodesh Av. You don't refer to it as part of Av. You write to it as what? The first day of the Chodesh El. V'yim osa kenkov. You would have written Av shtar mugdim. It would have been considered an early star. You wrote the date. You predated it today because today is not Av anymore. Even though it's the 30th day of Av, we do not consider it Av. It is a Shchedesh El. So if you wrote on it Av, you predated the star. And the star Mukdim is no good because the schedule go to the Kuchas incorrectly. Upasal. Shashtar Nasib Chedesh Hasheni. Because the star was written in El, not in Av. The Yom Nushakayim Lechay Nasib. And people will say that it was written before. If you write the word Av, people will think it happened a month earlier. Now, said it on further. That's interesting. He said further. Over Yom HaChodesh Hasheni. So, what happened the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is really the first day of El? What do you write in the Shtar? Koisiv b'Yom Sheni Chodesh Pleni. You write the second day of El. The second day of El. Look, he said further. Unbelievable thing. Umar Chrasay. The second day of El, which is the real second day of El. What should you write in the Shtar then? Yom Shlishi. You hear what he says here? It's an amazing thing. Which is it's not Brun Halacha, but he's an amazing thing that Ran says here. Because we decided that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of El, not like the other Rishonim say, it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh El, and then the second day, right, second day of Rosh Chodesh El, and then you go back to normal, whatever the calendar is. The Ran says you write the first day of the month of El, second day of the month of El. So this Beis El on a star is Gimel El. Yud El on a star is Yud Aleph El. It's amazing Halacha. And starting Shemiskarya. Sorry, guys. No, you're not allowed to mention of. You're not allowed to mention of because people are going to think it's the previous month. You're not allowed to mention of. What you should write is. Yeah, you write it's possible. But you say, okay, let's say Gimel El, what you should call name, you write Gimel El. Shekari Dal. Sorry, Dal El, Shekari Gimel El. Something like that. Miskarya Gimel El. Very confusing, but this is an amazing thing. So according to most starters, are one day late. The im yichtav yam sheni yivso. If you write this, the third day, the second day of El, today is the second day. It's a pasul star because the second day really is yesterday, the first day, and it's a star mukdim. You're a day early. She mukdim because liin the darim aminin the yom rishon the chaydish chaser reish yachak karle. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is called, even though it's the previous month, is called the beginning of the month. Hachi nami dainin b'shtar. It's an amazing run. Okay, if you want to be confused, this is it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Telling my right, the other Rishonim don't say that. Telling my right, Shana Zu Asa B'Chala Shana Kul. This is also done here. Yibaylu Amar Koinim Yain Shani Tell Yim. What about if he says I will not drink wine? Yoim. He didn't say Yoim Zeh this day, which means only till night. He didn't say Yoim Echad, which means until tomorrow at the same time. He just says day. Yoim day. What? How do we interpret day? Does day mean this day, which means it expires? No, I'm making an edit. I'm not going to drink wine for the. I'm not going to drink wine day. Yeah, in Hebrew it makes sense. In English, doesn't it? How do you translate it? Shani toim yoim. The day. Is it this day or is it a day? My dine kehayim. Is it like today and ends at night? Oy ki yoim echad like a day and therefore it's to us until tomorrow. Talk about coming in. Masisim. Look at our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Koinim yain shani toim hayoim. I will not. I ask that the wine I will drink today. Ain't usa lachesh rasa till nighttime. Only if I said today. Ha yom. If I would just said day, ki yom echad would be like a full day, which means till tomorrow 11 o'clock. Says what if you want to be so pedantic and learn from the Mishnah, then aim us safer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. It says there, but if you omar, you said yom echad, if you would have said a day, right? Asad, it's asad mi yom le yom, from today till tomorrow at the same time. Is mashma ha yom stam a day. Now without saying a day, you just say yom day. Is ki yom dami. He's like today and it ends at night. Don't be medayik from Mishnah. You can't be pedantic either way. Let's talk about Hashon of the year. You say that you will not drink wine. Hashon is no different than Hayyim. It's not the Shana Zu. It's not Shana Achas. It's Hashon. Nisabra Hashon. There's a leap year. Also, Ba Ubi Ibur. The leap year. It's also including that extra month of the leap year. Now, hey, what are we talking about? If we're going to take it literally, if he said Hashana means this year. So if you say this year Tovshin Ayin Hey, who cares if it's a leap or not a leap year? Whenever Tovshin Ayin Hey ends, that's when the year is over. So what's the chiddush of this brisa? Lama lila memra. What's the chiddush? Hashana means Rosh Hashana. This year Tovshin Ayin Dalad. If he said Tovshin Ayin Allah Lav the Amay, he didn't say Hashana. He said Shana. And we're not sure if Shana means a year, which means till next year, exactly the same date, or it means till the end of this year. Alma Shana ke Hashana dami. And we see clearly from here that Shana is like Hashana, it goes to the end of the year, I don't give an Ibi or not Ibi, it goes to the end of this year. So therefore, the Yom Nami ke Hayom dine. So therefore, when you go back to your original question, what's Yom? Yom is just like a Hayom today and it ends at night. So no, you said this year, what's the Chiddush? If this year, Tovshinayin Hey, then it ends whenever Tovshinayin ends, and who cares if it's an extra month or not? Maute, I would have thought Halech Acharei Vashonim. I would have thought, let's say I made this Neder in Tishrei, and I said this year, And this year happened to have an Ibiyar. I would have thought, since most majority years don't have an Ibiyar, then it's only 12 months. And it should end Rosh Chodesh El. That's itself is a Chiddush. Doesn't matter what other years are, but look at the year that you're standing in. If you said, Hashana, this year, whenever the year expires, if it's 13 months, it's 13 months. So we have no resolution regarding your question. If he says, just say, Yoim, how do we treat Yoim? Is it Kehayim or Yoim Zeh? I'll see you tomorrow.